Aleishu Chelek Beis Tav Kuf Beis. The seventh chapter is entitled Moira Mikdash. First paragraph. Bafek Hakodem Lomadnu Ki Hayirah Ya Nekuda Penimis V'Yaser Ba'Adam. We learned in the previous chapter that Yirah is the deepest point within the person. She'ein Shum Adam Zulasi Yachol Amid Aleha. Nobody else can penetrate it. Nobody else can see through his intentions and detect his sincerity or lack thereof. Verak Hashem Yisbarach Hayodeh Machashavoy Yisuyodeh Machashavtoy. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows really what his intentions are. Befek Zeh Nelech Tzad Hala Be'ezras Hashem. In this chapter we take one step forward. V'Naschil V'Neimar. Let's begin with this introduction. Yesh Teira V'Yesh Mikdash. Let's look at these two concepts. HaTeira Yikulah Ahava. The Torah is just about always associated with Ahava. Birkas HaTeira Ahava Rabba Ahavtanu. It's surprising. As we know, if a person missed Birkas HaTorah in the morning, he can compensate for that through Birkas HaTorah, which is the bracha just before the Shema, Ahava Rabba Ahavtanu. That connection between Torah and Ahava. Now move a Sifri, another point in the Sifri, Ve'ohavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, the first pasuk in the Shema, you shall love Hashem your God. Umay Ahava, what is that? How does one fulfill it? The next pasuk, V'hayu hadabarim ho'ele al levavecha, by learning Torah. Muva b'Rashi v'Yischanan, the Sifri is cited in Rashi, Parshas v'Yischanan, in Shishi. Furthermore, V'akadosh Baruch Hu amar, mochavi lachem es haTorah, lifoish mimena eini yachol, that from here stems that this is a famous midrash with a king and his daughter, and he marries her off, and he can't separate from her. I've given you the Torah, I can't separate from it, from Shmoy Sarah b'Perek Lamed Gimel. Hari HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyeheves haTorah. He loves the Torah like a father loves his only daughter. He does not wish to be separated from her. Baklal Yisrael, we express Ahavas Hashem in our involvement in Torah. That's the Torah. Al HaMikdash Nitztavinu, regarding the Mikdash, we read in Parashas Kedoshim, Es Shabbos Eisai Tishmoiru Mikdashi Tirau, Ani Hashem. Observe my Shabbos Eis, and have awe, stand in awe before the Mikdash. V'amru bi v'mois davav, Chazal comment on this pasuk. Lo'i mi Shabbos atamis yorei. There's no such thing as fearing the Shabbos itself. Elo mi shehizhir al haShabbos. Rather the one who stands behind the Shabbos, the one who gave the Shabbos. Af moira ha'amura b'mikdash. So too, when it comes to the pasuk here that says, u'mikdashi tirau, lo'i mi mikdash atamis yorei, elo mi shehizhir al haMikdash. The intention here is not to stand in fear of the building, but the one who resides in it. Hare ahavastira umira mikdash. The concepts we come across always are ahavastira, moira mikdash. Yirastira, the opposite. Yirastira ve'ahavas mikdash enene motzim. We don't find it. We never find the concept of yirastira or ahavas mikdash. We don't know. This is significant. It is not some coincidence. Hatira hi chokhma elyeina. It is supreme wisdom. Ha'isek bach mis'anegalea. One involved in it delights in it. These are words of Chazal. Through the Torah, one can discern certain aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is it possible not to love it? From his perspective, this is in Bereshis Rabbah, Perek Aleph, Mamash, in the beginning, that the Torah was by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever this means exactly, it's not literal, of course. For so many generations before he created the world, when he came to create the world, he gazed at the Torah and created it. How can he not love it? The Torah is a reality of Ahava. It's like the substance that joins Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis HaMikdash hu mekom nechechusay zbarach beinenu. Beis HaMikdash is a place of Hashem's presence among us. Tamid HaShechina imanu. The Shechina is always with us. Vegam lagalusi melava yisanu. It also accompanies us into galus. Ach beveis HaMikdash sharasa begalui. The difference is that in Beis HaMikdash it was open. It was explicit. Kol mi sheba leveis HaMikdash hirgish ka emuna ne'esa etzlo vadaus mochletes. He could sense that emuna became for him complete certainty. וכשהיה בית המקדש קיים, when it functioned, נתברכה ארץ ישראל ברוב טובה, ארץ ישראל was blessed, וגם כל העולם כולו נתברך בגללו. The entire world was blessed through the base of Mikdash. Harei zeis yashras shchina. This is how the divine presence rests here. Hashgacha mugeshes. We feel the hashgacha, the gilui emuna b'lev, the revelation of emuna. Noichichus hashchina mechayves mora mikdash. The fact that the shchina is present obligates one to act with awe. This is what's novel in this chapter as opposed to the previous chapter. The previous chapter was devoted to Yir'ah in those things which are private. Nobody knows about. One's motivations remain hidden. We explained Yir'ah as being the depth within the person himself. In this chapter, we approach Yir'ah from a perspective of awareness of Hashem's presence. Uvaru, it's clear, bechol makom v'chol zman v'loy rak b'beis ha-mikdash, at all times and all places, and not only in beis ha-mikdash. Kasher adam oimed al nechichus hezbo, when a person ascertains, when a person senses Hashem's presence, mis'ereres ir'a b'liboy. It's just that in beis ha-mikdash, that's the epitome of this. But it's true at all times and all places. When one senses the presence of the Shekhinah, that stimulates ir'a. With this introduction, what does it mean to have Yir'ah from Hashem's presence? And Kant.